Hello, witches. This is Kara Kovacs, and this is Business Witch. As a third-generation witch, at least, and a business and life coach for mission-driven entrepreneurs and leaders, I teach you how to make money and magic as liberatory practices. Because when we know, seek, and embrace our full potential, we create a better world for everyone. Here you'll find tools, conversations, spells, and inspiration that take you from waiting to creating so you can build the business and life you're oh so worthy and capable of having. Let's go. Hello, beautiful community. I am so excited to share with you for the first time ever. I'm going to walk you step by step all the way from when somebody signs up to inquire about services or you reach out to someone to pitch a sale to them through your client going through the sales call process, signing on the dotted line, and money being deposited into your bank account. If you are a coach, a healer, facilitator, tarot card reader, acupuncturist, herbalist, a person who needs to sell your services in order to run your service-based business, you are going to love this offering. So much of the sales rhetoric that we are taught is rooted in toxic capitalist patriarchal constructs that probably haven't resonated for you, which is why you feel nervous before you get on sales calls, because you don't want to be manipulative. You don't want people to feel like you are just trying to sell them something. You want to excitedly share about the transformative power of your soul-led services. And this incubator is going to teach you how to do just that. With a feminist framework, we're going to talk about coaching on money, regulating your nervous system so that you can hold deep transformative space for your clients, how to coach on objections, and every single thing that you need to do to keep your clients from ghosting you, setting up expectations for next steps. Step by step, I will walk you through the entire process. You're not going to want to miss it. I'll see you on April 22nd, 24th, and 26th. And we're doing tiered pricing. So the cost of this service is based on how much money you have made in your business. Click on the link in the show notes to learn more. Hello, beautiful witches, and welcome back to another episode of Business Witch. This episode is going to be all about ethical selling. And just to kick us off with a definition of that, it means selling services that you believe in a way that honors the sovereignty of your clients. So sovereignty means having self-dominion. It's one of my business values, one of my core business values. I remember once a coach told me, and this is a direct quote, "You're not upset because of the reason that you think that you're upset. You're upset because you didn't get what you wanted." Now, I think there is a time and a place for our practitioners to show us what we may not want to consciously acknowledge. But in that particular circumstance, it was a fundamental denial of something that I knew to be true for myself, being positioned as if I must not know what was going on inside of my own mind and that the person knew better. And that, my friends, is the definition of gaslighting, when somebody tells you what you think and know to be true is not true, but rather that their projection or assumption is. And we really want to respect our clients' sovereignty when we are guiding them. The way that I always like to kind of protect that and support that for people is framing everything as an invitation. So I like to say things like, "I could be totally wrong here. I have a hunch that," or "I'm going to share a hypothesis with you. Please tell me if this doesn't land in the way that I'm sort of thinking that it might." So there are so many ways that you can position things as an invitation, while respecting the fact that, yeah, sometimes our clients are unconscious to their shit, and part of the reason that they hire us is to reflect it back to them. And other times, we are not the authority on other people's lives. And when we position ourselves as the authority on other people's lives, we can cause harm, not just because we could potentially be gaslighting our clients, but also because we've really put ourselves in a position to think that we know someone better than they know themselves. And that is really dangerous. That's not the kind of power dynamic I would want to have in my coaching containers. And so when we respect our clients' sovereignty, we respect their yeses and we respect their noes. Now, I want to take this a step further where it becomes a little bit hazy for people, because what I see happening very often with my clients is because they care so much about doing that, because they care so much about respecting their client's sovereignty, they actually just take whatever it is that they say. They're like, oh, I have to think about it, or oh, I'll check my finances and get back to you, or oh, you know, maybe in a couple of months. And they don't push beyond that initial resistance or objection. They'll just be like, oh, okay, yeah, let me know. And then the conversation ends. And yes, we want to respect our client's sovereignty. And also sometimes, not all the time, I wouldn't even necessarily say the majority of the time, but sometimes people say, you know, I want to think about it, because they feel really unclear about if it's a yes or a no for them. And if we end the call there, they are thinking about it without guidance or coaching support. So the likelihood is that they're going to talk themselves out of getting support, because investing in support is vulnerable. Or if they say something like, I'm going to get back to you, and then you don't set up accountability for what that's going to look like, again, they can just talk themselves out of taking that step. So while we want to respect their yeses and we want to respect their no's, in the vast, you know, gray space that exists between those two polarities is some of the most powerful coaching that we can do to help people truly and authentically say yes or say no from the place that is rooted in what they want for themselves, their own self-agency about the next step they want to take for changing things in their life, maybe things that have been bothering them sometimes for years, if not even decades. And like to really unpack some of the fear and the resistance that gets in the way of saying that kind of a yes, especially if they've never made an investment like that before, comes in the part of the conversation where they are waffling about whether or not they are a yes or a no. And so a maybe, like to coach somebody on a maybe, is some of the most impactful coaching that we can do. We want to do it from a place that respects their boundaries and respects their sovereignty. And we also want to do it in a way that doesn't leave them hanging to just decide no because we left the conversation at the part of the conversation where they weren't 100% bought in either case. And the point of coaching them in that part of the conversation is not to convince them to invest. It's 100% not to convince them to do anything. It's to help them really understand the very charged emotions that they're having behind the idea of investing. That is like the juiciest part of the call. In my opinion, it can also be one of the most fun parts of the call because it's really where you get to do deep coaching. And if it's a mirror for the kind of space that you hold for your clients when you're in the actual container, then they're going to learn just how transformative it is to have space held for them in those moments. So this episode is a little teaser for my newest offering, which is also one of the lowest cost offerings I have had in a very, very long time, because I think this is so fundamental and so important and often so absent from the way that any coaching is taught. And that is the Ethical Sales Incubator, which starts on April 22nd, 2024. It's a 3-class masterclass series where I am going to walk you from start to finish through an ethical sales process. So how to have people fill out a client application, what to do when somebody fills out your client application, how to get on a call from a space where you're grounded and regulated in your nervous system so that you can hold deep space for a client without an agenda of where the call is going to go, how to conduct an ethical enrollment call from the second you jump on the Zoom, and also maybe even a couple minutes before you jump on the Zoom, all the way through the sales pitch, how to ethically coach on money, how to have deep and grounded and respectful and transparent conversations about the investment without any coercion or manipulation, how to guide your client through any objections without trying to manipulate their yes or their no about whether or not they invest, and how to wrap up a sales call and sales process to ensure that you don't get ghosted, that there are really clear follow-up steps for you and your future client so that they know exactly how to enroll with you, and how to really allow your values and your mission as a business owner to be the thing that guides your enrollment calls. This set of classes is for anybody who needs to sell their services, which if you want to have a business that is a career that lasts you, you know, the next several decades, you need to be able to sell your services in order to be able to have a business. So this is a foundational skill. And in my own experience, you know, I'm dual certified. I did two different coaching certifications. I've worked with four one-on-one coaches. I've done like all of these weekend retreats and masterminds, et cetera. I cultivated this sales methodology and the sales framework from experiencing a ton of calls that really didn't resonate for me, from being taught a lot of things like marketing to people's pain points, or that somebody's no was just a flimsy little door that you were supposed to kick through to get to their yes. And a lot of that stuff just really didn't personally resonate for me. I felt nervous when I was going into sales calls, and I internalized a lot of that. I was like, I must have a mindset block where I'm just not good at selling. And I am here to tell you that if you are thinking that, you might have some mindset stuff to work on. I'm not going to tell you that you don't. But it's also quite possible that you just didn't personally resonate with a lot of the sales and marketing stuff that you've been taught, because it was built within a system that is a toxic capitalist patriarchy that preys upon people's like lack or feelings of lack in order to make money off of them. And that's not how you want to sell your empowering, life-changing services. And that makes all the sense in the world. So I really transitioned my model to be one, very trauma-informed. So a lot of what we're going to talk about in this episode, and then we'll expand upon it inside of the Ethical Sales Incubator, is how to be respectful of your client's nervous system when you're selling, but also how to be mindful of your own nervous system when you're selling. So one of the things that I think, you know, traditional sales methods don't take into account at all. Please tell me if you have, because I would love to be connected to, you know, slide into my DMs. I would love to be connected to other people who are talking about this, because I just genuinely like have not seen it talked about anywhere else. But I don't see people connecting the nervous system to what happens when you sell. And what I mean by that is, if you are taking all the sales courses in the world, people are telling you how to sell your services, they're giving you maybe even a script, they're telling you exactly what to say, but the thought of asking somebody for money, or the thought of, you know, potentially coaching somebody on objections, makes you dysregulated. You've gone into freeze. You don't even remember the sales script, or you've gone into flight. You want to run away. You don't want to get on the call. Or maybe you've gone into fight and you're like, I need to advocate so much for my offer, even if it means making this person feel uncomfortable. Like, you are probably not regulated enough to conduct the most ethical sales call possible, because what I want you to consider is that you are the anchor of any session that you have. So when you go into a sales call, if you are dysregulated, I want you to think about the client who also might be dysregulated, right? Like, they might be bringing up things that are really vulnerable. They might be sharing all the things that they want to change in their life on the call. They might be considering a sizable investment of working with you. They may have never really met you before and be sharing incredibly intimate details and vulnerable details about their lives. They are the one who, whatever kind of state that they're showing up in, you need to be in a strong enough space to be able to hold space for them to be in their feelings. And so if you're dysregulated, it's just two dysregulated people having a conversation. As the space holder, we owe our clients the responsibility of being regulated. Now, for those of you who are very new to business, I don't really expect you to show up on your first ever sales call 100% regulated, because it's also really vulnerable for you to sell your services for the first time, for you to try out selling in a way that maybe you never have before, for you to try to remember all of the pieces that go into doing these calls really, really well. That might make you a little bit nervous, but you want to create as much as possible a really safe place for your client to enter into. That is part of our job responsibilities. And actually, one of the things that you'll get when you sign up for the Ethical Sales Incubator is a meditative practice that you can use to go into a state of regulation before all of your future sales calls. So it's like 2 minutes long. You know, maybe your sales call is at noon. Pop it on at 11:55 and enter into the call from a regulated space so that you can hold space for a client. So we're going to learn all about nervous system regulation and holding deep space with integrity, so that when people are getting coached, whether or not they end up working with you, they leave that call feeling really, really held, which, even if they don't end up signing up in that moment, it's going to leave a really good taste in their mouth. So maybe 6 months from now, they come back, or 6 months from now, they send you a referral. And that's the kind of environment that you want to create for a client, but you have to be well-resourced enough in yourself to be able to show up that way. Now, the next thing that we're really going to cover is that being trauma-informed and respectful of your client's nervous system doesn't mean that you don't push a hard sell. And what I mean when I say push a hard sell is really advocate for the value of your offer. And if you see it being of benefit to your client, if they say, you know, they're not sure, not if they say no, if they say no, consent is important, y'all. If they say no, you say, okay, thank you, I hear you. But if they say, I don't know, I'm nervous, I've never done something like this before, the cost feels overwhelming to me, that you don't just walk away. We can't control how people think about what we say or do. And it is possible that some people will leave your sales calls being like, I felt like they were really pushing for me to say yes. And you can't control that. Like, that might have been something that you did or said. It might have been also that you remind the person of their second grade teacher who was mean to them. So we can't control what people think about us. That's one of the mindset things you have to get over to be a business owner in the first place. But you can control how much you advocate for your truth that you believe that you can help someone. So this requires confidence that your services actually work, which is something that you can only build by doing your services over time. But it also requires for you to take a stand for the client. And taking a strong stand for the client is the space where some of the most powerful coaching can actually happen. It doesn't necessarily mean that this person converts into actually purchasing from you, but it does mean that you're not leaving anything on the table. So you've said everything that you can say in a way that is respectful of the client's boundaries, but also is telling them the truth. And I think that there's a really delicate balance there that people don't teach in selling. Usually they teach like how to maximize your conversion rates, which I'd like to offer you the perspective that having an extremely high conversion rate may not actually be the best thing for your business, because we want to look at how well fit a client is to actually be benefited by your services before we enroll them. And we also want to make sure that when we're enrolling people, we feel really confident that we can get them results. And you can't control if somebody gets on an enrollment call with you that they're the best kind of client to work with you. So converting them just so you have a high conversion rate is a form of vanity metrics. It's not really a grounded reality of how you might or might not like to work with somebody. So we're not trying to optimize conversion rates here. We're trying to enable you to feel so confident in selling that, one, you actually enjoy the process of having a sales call, and whether or not somebody works with you, they feel powerfully served in that time that they spent with you. So maybe they become a client, maybe they become somebody who refers somebody, they're a brand advocate essentially, who's like, I really appreciated the integrity with which that business owner conducted themselves. And then two, that you are maximizing the conversion when it's a best fit client possible. Like if you literally know that you would love to work with that person, you're not leaving that call feeling like I really didn't take a stand for them because I was afraid they thought that I was going to be pushy. And that's a really delicate balance, like how to hold that space ethically. That's what the incubator is really going to teach you. Again, we're going to walk through the entire sales process from before you get on the call when somebody signs up for your services all the way through the deposit for the coaching being put into your bank account. So what I want to share with you in this podcast episode to kind of give you a teaser of some of the things that we're going to cover is a little bit about the energetics of selling. So nervous system regulation, I think, is like the first step on the tip of a big iceberg around the energetics of selling. And what I mean by that is even if your client doesn't know that you are nervous, like you may be hiding it really, really well, there is something energetically off in the experience of the call for them. And I know that you have experienced this in the reverse, whether it's been like on a sales call or maybe it's a conversation with a friend where they're like, I'm fine. And you can totally tell that they're not fine. Like that inconsistency of energetic frequency when you are more focused on if this person is going to sign up with you or not, that you're remembering how to do every single thing that you think you need to do when you get on a sales call, as opposed to being 100% present with the experience of the client, what it is that they're telling you. Those kinds of energetic blips where you get pulled from presence and your head might be elsewhere or your heart might be elsewhere, your client is picking up on that. They may not be picking up on it in the moment that it's happening. They may not even be able to put words to it, but what they're going to feel in their body is like, I don't know, something was off. It didn't feel like a safe enough space for me to say yes. And it may not come out exactly in those words, but it's a palpable energetic feeling. And I know that you have some frame of reference in your lived experience of what it is that I'm talking about. Maybe it's literally just a thought, I think they're trying to just sell me something, or like, I don't feel connected to this person and I can't figure out why. And so we have this incredible responsibility. Again, it's a responsibility and it's also like a job responsibility to have an energetic frequency that creates a safe enough space for our clients to really be able to feel the power and possibility of how our services can help them when we hold space for them. Part of this is a practice. Part of this is literally doing 40 sales calls and watching yourself get better every single time that you do them. Part of this is learning over time, working with your own clients, that your offers do provide the kind of transformation that you say that they provide. And so now you have this real confidence and clarity when you talk to someone about whether or not you can actually help them. And when you're super, super new to business, you probably don't have that kind of confidence. And so that will translate in your sales calls. And that is why you price your services lower when you are starting out. But as you build up that sort of muscle memory for, I know what I do works, I know why it works, I know who I like to work with and how I like to work with them, but for whatever reason, I'm still nervous on the call. I can tell you some of the reasons that I see my clients generally feeling this way. If you have a different reason, I'd love for you to DM it to me, because I am in the process of creating all the slide decks for the incubator right now. And I think it would be really supportive to hear some of your examples. But things I hear often from my clients is that they feel like they're doing something bad to their clients by taking money from them, which is really interesting. Like, I'm not sure if it's coming from a place of like martyrdom, or maybe a place of ancestral trauma, or maybe you are anti-capitalist and like wish that we all were living on a compound where we could be trading goods for services and didn't have to use money at all. And like, listen, I get that. I talk about moving/building a commune with my close friends all the time. But you have to sell your services in capitalism in order to be able to support your businesses. And if you've been listening to me long enough, you know that personally, I'm of the opinion that the more we have ethical people stewarding money and wealth, the greater impact we can have on our socio-political structures that we need to change. So you wishing that we lived on a commune so that you didn't have to charge for your services is not helping the people who need to buy your services have the transformation that your services provide, okay? And if you need to rewind that and play that again, please do. But I really want you to think about that, because you are not taking anything from someone when you sell them something. You are in an exchange. It's a monetary exchange. They are providing you money in exchange for the transformation or the service that you provide for them. And if you don't see the value in that as inherent, like there is some mindset stuff for you to work on there, which hopefully we can get to in the live coaching component that will happen inside of the incubator. But it's also really about understanding the necessity of what it is that you do, which is something that I feel like if you can access when you're not tying it to money, if you're like, oh, I know, like, I love doing this and I know how much it helps people, and then all of a sudden money comes into the picture and you forget that, ooh, it would be very fun to do some coaching around that with you. So that's one of the blocks that I see like really, really commonly with my people. The other one is about the cost itself. Like, they trust that their services are really transformational, but to price them any higher than they're currently priced causes dysregulation in their nervous system when they get to the part of the call where they talk about money. They also sometimes feel like it's none of their business to talk to their clients about their financial situation, so they completely bypass having that conversation whatsoever, which I think is a really interesting perspective to have when you're charging rates that are of a significant financial investment. Like if you're charging $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, upwards of that for your services, but you feel like it's none of your business to talk to your clients about their financial situation, there is some kind of cognitive dissonance between charging what is like a significant monetary investment and actually talking to your clients about their financial capability to do that. Like there's some gaps there. We're going to get into all of what to do about that in the incubator, and also how to do that in a space where there's, you can do sliding scale, where you can do pricing accommodation. Even in the offer for the sales incubator itself, we're doing a tiered pricing model, because I do believe that being able to ethically sell your services is such a fundamental business requirement. Like you need to be able to do that to have a business. So I wanted to make it as accessible as possible. And depending on how much money you've earned in your business, that correlates to how much we charge for this offering. It's based on an honor system. So if you are new to business, you can buy the incubator for as low as $150, write it off as a business expense. And if you're not new to business and you've made, you know, somewhere between $1,000 and $10,000, it's only $200. If you've made over $10,000 in your business, it's $250. Honestly, I think it's a fucking steal, but that's how you want to be able to talk about your services too. Like really having such trust and such faith in the power and the impact that they can have, that the monetary investment that people are giving you for them feels very inherent and very obvious to you. So that might be a part of like practicing and watching efficacy build over time, but it might also be some stuff coming up for you around money, which we will cover inside of the incubator itself. Other things that might be futzing with the energy of your sales and enrollment process is that you are so committed to wanting to do everything by the book that you are following a sales script or a sales structure that was taught to you by somebody else that doesn't even feel resonant for you. Like you have that same feeling that I had, something in your body that's like, I don't know, this like makes me nervous. This makes me feel like I'm doing something wrong, but it must be me. I must be the problem. You are not the problem. You are operating out of integrity. You're literally getting a sign from inside of yourself that something that you're doing feels very off for you, but you're choosing to do it anyway, because you've decided that some kind of authority outside of yourself knows better than you do what you need or should be doing. And there are so many people out there making money using unethical selling and sales techniques that I just want to offer you, like if you could find something that actually felt really exciting and invitational and expansive and empowering in how you sold it, wouldn't you rather sell that way anyway than presume that you must be the problem for not getting something that never really resonated with you? And so I want to encourage you that the way that we're going to talk about selling inside of the incubator is so different, so that you can show up to a call without having your conscience from inside of your body yelling at you, being like, hey, we don't like this. Something about this feels off to us. And you're arguing back with it. You're like, no, this is like what it said inside of that book about how I was supposed to do this, even though I feel like it's wrong. Like if you've ever had that kind of inner dialogue, my hope is that you leave the incubator with, yes, in some ways a script, like I am going to tell you in some cases what it is that I actually say. But what I'd rather build for you is a model where you get to shift it and you get to customize it in a way that really reflects your own values as a business owner and your own beliefs as a business owner without compromising your profitability or taking that strong stand for a client. So I'd love to leave you with a final prompt before you head right to the show notes right now to sign up for the Ethical Sales Incubator, which of course we have linked below for you. And that prompt is, if you knew that your services were really going to give your client the change that they'd been looking for, if you knew that if this person worked with you, they were going to get exactly what it was that they were looking for, what would you say to them if they said, I don't know if I want to buy that right now? What would be the most honest, kind, thoughtful, and true thing you could personally say to them? And I would love to audit some of your responses. So please feel free to DM them to me at Caracovax Coaching. And I will take a look at them and I will tell you what I think very, very honestly. I love auditing responses like that. And let's build ethical, heart-led sales conversations so that you can make the revenue that you want to be making in your business and your clients can have the transformation that your services provide without feeling like they were manipulated into saying yes and paying for them. So I hope to see you inside of the Ethical Sales Incubator. If you have any questions about joining, you can again slide into my DMs. And we start on April 22nd. We will be selling the recordings of this after the fact. So if you're listening to this sometime in the future and you're like, shit, I missed it, we'll swap out the link for ESI into the evergreen for this offer as well. I will tell you it will not be as cheap as it is when we are launching it live. So make sure that you get it while you can learn from me live and get coached live. But I'm really, really passionate about all of you having this as a skill set and really changing the way in which we sell in the coaching industry to be more in alignment with our values. And so because of that, we will definitely be making this evergreen. All right. I look forward to seeing you inside the incubator and I'll see you next week on Business Witch.